Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, super important episode. Stop what you're doing and listen to every word of this. You are going to love it. But before we get into it, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, that is your portal to help support us. Our team, our researchers, our editors, the travel costs, everything around the production of the Charlie Kirk Show. You know, with all the cancellation and all the bad guys coming after people that are trying to tell the truth, when you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you are saying no to cancel culture. You are saying no to the digital assassins. You are saying yes to this program. And if you say to yourself, boy, I want millions of more people to listen to this program, I just wish my kids, my grandkids, my neighbors, and more students would hear what this show has to say, that's where it all is made possible, at charliekirk.com/support. As always, you can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Action-packed episode, everybody. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for emailing us. And also, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Can't forget that. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Ironman thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too. Discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. I want to thank all of you for being here from traveling all across the country. And we have Turning Point USA chapter leaders from all across America here. And I get asked all the time, Charlie, what gives you hope? Our Turning Point USA chapter leaders give me hope. On high school and college campuses across the country, they are making the decision to be the same person in public that they are in private. They are making a decision that regardless of the backlash and the mockery, and regardless of whatever the left throws at them, that they're going to continue to organize, that they are going to continue to stand for their beliefs. You see, what we're doing at Turning Point USA, we say that chapters change the world. It's very tempting. In fact, it's easy to want to just look at things from afar and hope they get better. But honestly, we have to make our own hope happen. We have to start to run for school boards. We have to start to hold our mayors accountable. We have to start to make sure our pastors are giving sermons with conviction. We have to, if a school fails to educate your kids properly, that means you have to pull your child out of government schools and do it yourself. By the way, homeschoolers here, how many homeschoolers do we have here? That's just, isn't that amazing? Do you know that homeschooling has doubled in the last year and a half? Is that not most incredible thing? In fact, I think it's one of the only good things that has came out of the Chinese Fauci coronavirus, truly, is the fact that parents finally are understanding the garbage that their kids were learning at public schools and unfortunately too many private schools. You see, at Turning Point USA, what we are doing every single day through our digital media, through our field program, through our events, is we are dedicating ourselves and our staff and our students and our activists for a full revival of America. You see, this is something they've tricked us into believing, the media and the major cultural institutions. They've tricked us to believe as if we're the ones that are out of the mainstream. Let's make sure we get some facts correct here. They are the invading force. They are the ones that have invaded our culture. They are the ones that have taken over our institutions. They're the ones that have you all of a sudden believing that there's no difference than men and women. They're the ones that are saying that men can become pregnant. They are the ones that are making you question deeply understood values that built this civilization. 10 years ago, I was told, Charlie, stop talking about Roe v. Wade. It's divisive. It's never going to happen. And guess what? 10 years later, thanks to a billionaire from New York who decided to run for president that, let's just say, has lived a colorful life, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Roe versus Wade is repealed. And we were told for years that was never going to happen. You see, we have to understand that the reclamation of America, the reclaiming, the rebirth of what we know is ours, is going to take a lot of work. Now, I know that at times it could be demoralizing to feel as if you're completely and totally outnumbered. That's part of their strategy. Part of their strategy is to make you try and give up. This is exactly why they're so afraid and look around you of 5,000 young conservative students in a room together saying, I love America. I love the Constitution. I'm willing to do something about it. You see, tonight's programming is brought to you by Turning Point Action, our sister organization of Turning Point USA. At Turning Point Action, we get involved in politics and we're able to hold our elected officials accountable. Whereas we are looking deeply and seriously right now at an elected group of people that are so out of touch with where the American voter is. You see, we could call this the new right or the new conservative movement. But I know many of you here tonight, you are so tired, you're exhausted with the Republican Party of Mitt Romney, the Republican Party that always is capitulating to the left. Why is it that the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. is quick to go send $56 billion to Ukraine, but Donald Trump couldn't get $5 billion to go build a border wall? If you ask me, our borders matter a lot more than Ukraine's borders, and we need to defend our country first. It's a conservative movement that's willing to talk about election integrity. It's a conservative movement that wants fair and free elections. It's also a conservative movement that's willing to say, you know what, I don't think it's a good thing that the Chinese Communist Party and Bill Gates are buying up our farmland. It's a conservative movement that's willing to talk about the Great Reset. It's a conservative movement that's willing to talk about how there's a global game playing out of open borders and destroying our currency. And guess what? This is the conservative movement you're going to hear from in the next couple of days. We're willing to say something that previously people have been afraid to say. That we're not dealing with the other side that wants what's best for America. You see, this is a hard thing for some people to say. I do not think the American Democrat Party loves America. I do not. The American Democrat Party wants to teach 7-year-olds radical transgender curriculum. They're okay with 11-year-olds getting chemically castrated. They have allowed over 5 million people to come across the southern border. They're okay with critical race theory in our schools. Inflation is a strategy to destroy the American middle class. And I want every Republican official to say, I will not vote for another bill in Congress until we understand and realize we are not dealing with another political party with good intentions. They want to destroy the country. Why doesn't our own party start to recognize and realize that? It's starting to change, though. You know why? Because you're now in charge of the party. You're now in charge of the movement. You see, for the first time in my generation, thanks largely to President Donald Trump, This is now a people's party. You see, the Republican Party is winning 25 plus points victories, turning them around in the Rio Grande Valley that were once Democrat strongholds. Hispanics are coming in record numbers to the Republican Party. You see, the Democrat Party, they are bringing in white, woke ideas to communities where these are deeply and terribly unpopular. But this is a testing moment for the Republican Party in more ways than one. Is that how many times have you been told something nice from a politician and they go to Washington, D.C. and they do the exact opposite? We're not going to put up with that anymore. We are the sovereign in this country. We give the power to the politicians. And if a politician stops doing what he or she said they were going to do, then they need to be primaried and removed from office. We need fighters that are going to go to Washington, D.C., not just more of the same. And as I mentioned, if we look at the left and view the left as an invading force, you have to ask yourselves the question, how do you beat a force that has invaded your country? We have to outwork the competition. We have to outthink the competition. We have to outlast them. And yes, we have to outbreed them. That's right. Have lots of children. They're in the business of trying to kill children in the wombs and tell kids not to have kids. Have lots of children, everybody. Eventually, we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped MyPillow become an amazing company and really honestly become what it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, great American, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now it's only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and they have a cold, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out today on this incredible offer. This is a limited-time supply, so make sure to order now. Go to 1-800-875-0425 now and use promo code Kirk, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, and they're known to sell quick, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com.
You see, they have come to what we care about, what's precious, what is good, what is beautiful, what's true. We live in the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world, everybody. And they are the ones that are coming in to our classrooms. They're the ones that are teaching us differently. You see, somebody asked me the other day, they said, Charlie, what does all of this have to do with you? Why do you care about America so much? How does it impact you? And that's exactly what's wrong with how we talk about politics. The politics shouldn't all be about you. It's about your children. It's about maybe your grandfather that fought in World War II. Maybe it's about children yet to be born. Maybe it's about a nation that you grew up loving and admiring. Maybe it's about honoring the sacrifice of Iwo Jima and D-Day. Maybe it's about honoring the brilliance of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Maybe it isn't about me. Maybe it's about something bigger than myself. It's about a nation that exists on everlasting, eternal principles, the most benevolent, generous, productive nation ever to exist in the history of the world. And yes, we are the strongest nation ever to exist. But guess what? They're trying to make us stop being the strongest nation. This is why they're afraid of us. They're afraid that the citizen of all different political stripes, the moment that we stop being passive and we start being active, they get terrified. Whether it be recalling the district attorney in San Francisco, whether it be holding school board members accountable in Loudoun County, whether it be running for local office, the moment you said, I have enough, all of a sudden they realize the jig is up. And if we're honest with ourselves, we have allowed them to get away with this for 50 years. Post-World War II, things have been great. There's been ups and downs. But finally, I think we're starting to realize that the way we defeat this invading, occupying force is recognizing them for who they are. And this is what also terrifies them. You see, one of the powers they have over all of you is that they have weaponized name-calling in America. They call you a racist, they call you a sexist, they call you a bigot, they call you all these different things. And you know what? The best answer to all of that disarms them immediately So what? Who are you? You have just disempowered the entire American left. All they have left is name calling. That is it. The moment you take away their name calling, they have no power over us. In fact, call it back at them. I'm sorry, hold on. You're calling me a bigot? You're the one that wants black-only dormitories on college campuses. You're saying I don't care about children? You're the ones that want 10-year-olds to be exposed to chemical castration drugs. Maybe you're the one that should self-examine that. What I'm talking about is a conservative movement that plays offense and no longer plays defense to the whims of the media and the left. And this new conservative movement, I call it the Parents' Party versus the Perverts' Party, where we have parents across America that are willing to say one thing. You might disagree on all sorts of different types of policy. That's fine. But there's one unifying principle. Our children are off limits. Period. That we will not allow this incredible invasion of the innocence of children in schools, in our communities, in the womb. What does it say about a society that does not use our power to defend the young? And you see, this is one of the great divides in America right now. Our children are not commodities for pharmaceutical companies to go fill them with vaccines they don't need or give them psychiatric medication they don't need. Our children are not commodities to go be traded by social media companies to get them more depressed and more anxious so you fill them with more medication. Our children and our nation are precious gifts from the Lord. And it is up to all of us, our moral prerogative, to protect them against anyone that dares to harm them. That means, yes, everything we do is from a pro-family, pro-child lens. That's why I want to secure the southern border, to make sure that people aren't smuggled into our country. I want to secure the southern border so fentanyl stops coming into our communities. I want to reform our schools to make sure our children love America again. You see, we have this incredible moment where anti-Americanism is considered to be fashionable. I would love to be in the strategy meeting of the American Democrat Party, where they say, we're going to take over the country by getting people to hate the very country that we want to now be in charge of. Do you understand the amazing opportunity we have? We get to be the ones that actually love the country while they're the ones that hate it. We get to defend the most easy nation ever to exist in the history of the world. People say, well, Charlie, what about slavery? Okay, let's talk about that. Founding fathers, 9 out of 13 of the states, by the time the Constitution was ratified, had already independently abolished slavery. All of us have something in common. We're all born into a world we did not create. Every single founding father was born into a world where slavery was everywhere. By the time that they passed away, slavery was on its way out. Maybe ask the question, what started the process to eliminate the evil? Maybe instead, smug 19-year-old vegan socialist from Berkeley, instead of worrying about whether Thomas Jefferson was a perfect human being, maybe you should have an inch of gratitude for these incredible men for creating a constitutional republic, the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. Now the fight begins. That's why you're here. 50 years we've been asleep, and now we recognize and realize how deep the infection has gone in our major institutions, looking around us, and people say, what do I do? What do I do? And that's where Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action comes into place. If you are in a local community across America, go run to become a precinct committeeman. Take over your local Republican Party. If you're on a college campus, start a Turning Point USA chapter. Name your school board members. Go hold them accountable. This is now something where you don't just phone it in and take a day off. Now, I know a lot of you here tonight, you've said, Charlie, I have done everything that has been asked of me. Everything. I watch Tucker Carlson every night. I bought the pillow. By the way, promo code Kirk at mypillow.com, just so we're clear. I have a whole closet full of Relief Factor. I bought the gold. I reverse mortgaged my home. Charlie, I did everything that's been asked of me. It's time to no longer be a spectator, everybody, and we got to get in the arena. Because here's the truth. They control the major industries. They control Goldman Sachs. They control Harvard. They control the New York Times. They're going to outspend us. They're going to try to bully us into submission. But here's one of the pieces of hope I have for you tonight is this. There's only one way we lose. Only one way. And that's if you give up. That's it. Their strategy, the final parts of their plan. Okay, they take over everything. We'll build new stuff. You kick me off a college campus? Fine. We'll go start a new school. You kick me out of a government school? I'll homeschool my kids. We'll keep on building new stuff. That is a question of the spirit and the attitude. If you have an attitude of no matter what you do to me, I am not going to stop, they lose their power and they get demoralized. You see, they think the American citizen is fragile. They don't know the American people like I do. They don't know you. They don't travel the country. And that's literally true, by the way. They live in the D.C., Washington, the Washington, D.C., New York bubble. They think so lowly of you. By the way, one of my favorite things is they can't understand why Florida has now become more conservative, more Republican than Georgia. It fascinates them. And one of the major reasons is obviously you have leadership in Tallahassee that does a beautiful and phenomenal job. But also, it's normal everyday people don't want to hear about climate change and environmentalism every single day. Normal everyday people believe that men can't become pregnant and they don't want to be called insane or transphobic for believing such a thing. Normal everyday people believe that rights come from God. Normal everyday people are tired of seeing what they know to be true be called the worst names imaginable. And guess what? A lot of us, we've kind of sat on our hands and we've just kind of watched it. Now, of course, everything we do, unlike the radical left, where they come after us with death threats and literal assassination attempts, as they tried to murder a gubernatorial candidate in New York yesterday, they try to murder Brett Kavanaugh, is peaceful. But peaceful does not mean that we can't be anything but restless. Every single day, we should be thinking about what is the new thing I can build, the new tyrant I can challenge. You see, we have to outwork them. We have to outthink them. And I can tell you this, by visiting college campuses from UC Berkeley to Stanford to CU Boulder, when we visit these college campuses, we can't find rooms big enough to be able to fit all the students that want to attend our events on these college campuses. There is so much undeniable interest, and this is happening in every single corner of the country. The conservative movement that you are going to see on display in the next couple days is a conservative movement ready to win. It's a not just win politically or electorally, but it's a conservative movement that understands that a revival, a rebirth, and a recommitment to things that are always true. You see, we do not believe in subjective truth around here. We think it's garbage. We believe that there are moral and objective truths that govern society. We believe, for example, that there are the laws of nature and nature's God, as Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence. We believe in the consent of the governed. We believe in an independent judiciary. We believe in the separation of powers. We also believe that one person should not have the power of the legislative, executive, and judicial power. We believe that human beings have a moral right to liberty and to be free. We believe the beautiful things in life take hard work. Raising a family, getting married. It's easy to scroll through TikTok. It's hard to go get married and build beautiful things. We're a conservative movement that wants it to be easier to do the hard things that are necessary for society, and we want to prevent children from doing the things that are so dreadful to them at a very fundamental and soul level. You see, this conservative movement that you are going to see in the next couple days does not believe that Google should have unchecked power, nor do we believe our federal government should have unchecked power. You see, this conservative movement is one that focuses more on the plumber from Missouri than the professor from Harvard. This conservative movement cares much more about the muscular class in America, people that shower before work and shower after work, than someone who just stares at their screen all day long in the Zoom and Skype class versus the muscular class. And just as an aside, I have my new book coming out, by the way, in the next couple days. All profits go to Turning Point USA, by the way, so pick up a copy if you can. If you ask me, I care much more about what the average carpenter and welder thinks about politics in the world than some lawyer from Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles or New York. We need to value muscular labor again in our country and the people that build America and people that work with their hands. I'll close with this. And before I do, for all the students out there, after Governor DeSantis' speech, there will be an announcement for an opportunity of something you can do tonight to potentially win a photo with President Trump tomorrow. So don't go anywhere after Governor DeSantis, okay? I'll tell you what that is right after Governor DeSantis' speech. But I will close with this. This is the second biggest event we've ever done at Turning Point USA, the biggest being America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, which all of you should go to, by the way. What you are witnessing is history. With inflation, gas prices, travel being out of reach for so many people, still 5,000 people from across America, mostly young people, are coming here to learn, to be activated, and organize. The spell that is being put forward by the radical left is to get you to raise the white flag. Tonight and the next couple days, our message to the media and to the left is the exact opposite. Our message is that we are going to outlast you. We will out-organize you. We are going to out-create you. We understand the battle lines are drawn. There is no room for negotiation. There is no middle ground. There will only be one winner. They are the invaders. We are Americans, and we are going to win. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.